Blackhawks won! The Blackhawks won! That's pretty much all we got right now. But the Blackhawks won! Time for Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
That was so exciting. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, first of all, the Blackhawks come out on top first, right? And then that doesn't last very long. But then at the end of the second period, we're up. We're up 3-1. I'm like, oh, they're putting this thing away. And then the other two, then the Blues just were like, oh, no, here we come.
And then it's single overtime, then double overtime.
It was a lot of overtime.
Sam Pinianovich was texting me that he was on pins and needles. He was dealing
with
the
game. Why is he calling us?
I don't know. Sam, call in if you're still listening.
Yeah, go ahead and call us.
Call us. Tell us what you
He was asking me how the corn was. Why isn't he just calling and asking me how the corn was?
How was the corn?
The corn was amazing.
Awesome.
I was down at the Durden Farm in near Streeter, Illinois, and I planted corn today, Craig.
Nice.
Did you get to eat any corn?
Oh, Esmeralda, I have good news for you. No.
Did you plant corn in my honor?
We are flagging the Esmeralda stock.
We are going to
monitor its growth. You know what I'm really sad about?
I hope it doesn't die.
I didn't take a picture of them putting the seed in. Because we were doing a 360 video. We're doing hashtag 360 corn. We are making videos that you can also do like virtual reality of. But yes, they are flagging the Esmeralda stock of corn.
So can I virtual reality look at my stock of corn seed?
I'm going back in May, and I will be monitoring and tracking the growth of your stock, and I will virtual reality. We'll film your stock.
I'm so excited.
It's very cool. Yeah, they love the idea. They were like, yeah, absolutely. We'll name it Esmeralda.
You know what they should start doing? Is if they're listening, hint, hint, you should start having people pay to have stalks of corn.
I know.
In honor of people.
Exactly. I mean, like, who needs a star when you can have a stalk of corn?
Yeah, that grows and gives life.
You know how we watch, like, the nest of eagles?
Yes.
The baby eagles? We could watch, you know, we could just have a live cam on your stalk of corn.
No.
That's wrong. It's a little less interesting.
Just staring, waiting. I already do that at home.
Do you?
I have a couple of plants.
I don't know that we can eat this corn. This is grain corn that they're planting there. It's a.
Can I eat the animal that will eat the corn?
Yes.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay then. Yeah, I believe that that would be appropriate as well.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
But I was glad that I got home in time to listen to a lot of and watch a lot of the game. Now you were up there. It's funny how exciting and high. It was frenetic almost. Not almost. It was frenetic. We're in it. We're hanging in there, Esmeralda. We come back to the United Center. This is good. This is all a good thing because things were looking so dark yesterday. It was looking bleak. Craig, would you say yesterday was a bleak day?
Yesterday was a sad day. Yeah.
It was a sad day.
Yeah. I mean, today too. They were. They just kept saying how they look really tired.
Today was not sad. Today was intense.
Intense.
And then victorious.
And also, the Cubs. I'm sorry. What happened? 16-0.
Yeah, there's a no hitter.
They're not even announcing their presence with authority anymore. They're just going, "Come here for a second. I just want to slap you around a little bit.
Yeah, they're not being nice to anyone else in the MLB.
I mean, they've three games they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still it?
I think so. I don't know.
What are we like? 14
and 3? I don't follow the Cubs.
I'm gonna throw things at you.
Yankees are doing okay. They're like in the middle of the pack.
Oh, look at you! I just want to pat you on the head.
They're 12-4.
12-4.
First in the National League Central.
I've heard it both ways.
That other loss didn't count.
That doesn't apply.
Yankees are actually 5-9, so they're not doing so great.
That math doesn't even add up.
No, it doesn't.
I'm just teasing.
Good talk.
Yeah. All right, then. So we've played more games than you guys have?
Yeah, that happens.
All right, then.
We get off days at a different time of the year.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to watch the next Blackhawks game from? It's on Saturday,
man.
Yes?
Yeah, it's on Saturday. I'm going to go to a bar right around the corner from my house.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to stay close. It's going to be a tense game.
I can walk home, depending on what happens.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I might watch it from my couch. I think that's going to be the next big... That's going to be my next big experience. I'm exhausted, Esmeralda. Can you tell? I woke up at 4:30 this morning to plant corn. And it was, can I tell you, it is a lot of hard work. They have a lot to monitor, you know, how the depth of the seeds that they drop, making sure that the rows are all straight, the spacing, all of this stuff. And at one point, the farmer that I would be working with, Justin, turned to me and goes, "How do you do this? This is exhausting," like talking and interviewing and talking to the camera. I'm like, "You're kidding me, right? You spend 12 hours in a tractor making sure that everything is precise, and you think my talking and looking at the camera is tough?" No, my friend. It's just one day that is out of the ordinary for you. You're out of your element. It seems hard, but believe me, with the work that farmers do is extraordinary, and I learned a lot today, and I look forward to experiencing more of it. I'm doing 360 videos, Esmeralda. It's crazy.
How do you do that? Do you have to strap on a camera?
No, they have, so there's like a cube all with GoPros on every side. And there can't be anyone in the shot except for the people that are the primary, like me and Justin are, you know, walking and talking. We're in the field, or we're in the cab of the tractor or the sprayer or the, you know, the cultivator. And there can't be anybody else. There's no cameraman. There's no, we're wired with lavalier mics. And basically you kind of left out there hoping that the takes that we're doing are right. And really a great crew that we're working with from Illinois Farm Families. So it's just this really strange and fun adventure that I'm on. And when we have the finished project, I will let you guys all know about it. We actually have a video on Periscope. If you are on Periscope, you can still find a replay of the video that we shot earlier today from the Durden Farm. You can go to at Illinois Farm Families, and that's actually at IL Farm Families, and see some of the work that we did out in Streeter, Illinois. More after this on 720 WGN. I say you just let that play for the rest of the show. Just leave that on, like, just underneath everything. Just, that's so happy making. We're in it, man.
We're still in it.
I shouldn't prepare myself for that. I've got to stop like expecting the worst and being happy with better.
Well, you said you're a Cubs fan, so
right. I'm so used to it. That's a good point.
Right.
I was talking to Daphne Scott, Dr. Daphne Scott, who's coming in tomorrow. She was telling me she's not falling for it. She is not falling for the Cubs doing well this year. She's not going to get excited. She's not getting her hopes up. I was like, they're 14-3, which was not the right number, but they're 12-4. That's incredible. And she's not buying it. She's not falling for it. She's not falling for banana tailpipe.
I think this is a year where you can at least start to get the hopes up. Oh, I got a phone call. Hold on. Okay.
Is it Daphne Scott saying that she is going to fall for it? I don't know. Esmeralda, are you one of those people that expects the worst and everything else is like bonus round?
Yes. Because really? When you do that, then when something good happens, it's even better.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be awful. And yay, they did it.
Interesting. So lower your expectations.
Yeah, I feel like if you think, oh, yeah, they're totally going to win and this is going to happen, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
I don't know. If you put any ideas out there at all, then the team, I feel like I could blame it. I'm too superstitious for that. So I want to think nothing. I try to watch every game with no opinion.
How do you do that?
I don't know. You empty the mind, you meditate, and you
zen.
Think nothing. Right.
Wow.
Because if you get too confident, like Esmeralda said, then maybe you jinx the team that way. And if you expect the loss too much, maybe you're just asking for it.
Wow.
So really, you just got a blank.
That sounds more intense than zen. By the way,
I don't even celebrate the goals. I just sit there and nod.
I just nod and go.
Until the game's over.
That happened.
Right.
I'm registering that occurrence in the game.
I have noticed this has happened.
Speaking of trying to meditate, I actually tried last night because I had to go to bed early as soon as I got off the phone with you guys. And thank you again for having me on Hannah's show last night. But I was trying to go to bed and I remembered that Esmeralda had posted something. By the way, I feel like I'm like sort of stalking you guys on Facebook. I'm like, remember Esmeralda, that thing that you said in somebody else's thread? She posted in Elliot Serrano's thread this technique for sleeping, the 4-7-8. Do you remember posting
that?
Did it work? I think that I dried the back of my throat out. You're supposed to inhale through your nose at the count of four, hold for the count of seven, right? And exhale for the count of eight out of your mouth. And by the way, that article that you linked with that piece was somebody saying that it was BS and it didn't work for them.
Well, it said it did and it didn't.
Yes, there was.
So you never know.
I mean, I eventually fell asleep, but I also felt like I was getting lightheaded, like I was overthinking it.
And then you'd pass out.
Yeah, I was getting dizzy. You don't want to be like nauseous while you're trying to fall asleep. That doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, to fall asleep, you just got to think nothing. Just again, the same idea. Just think absolutely nothing.
I am one of those people that has to fall asleep with noise. I don't
white
know when
noise of some kind or.
I for a long time I was falling asleep to things like Gilmore Girls, and then The Good Wife. And then Criminal Minds, which is a little dark. It's a little scary.
When you doze off watching a show and maybe it's an episode you haven't seen before, mm-hmm. Do you have to rewatch it when you wake up?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you also start dreaming about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that happened with Orange is the New Black. I kept dreaming that I was in prison. And then I fell asleep watching season one of Fargo. I was telling Craig that it's very good. And I started dreaming. I dreamt that we had Colin Hanks on the show. I was blending. In my mind, I was able to extract that the actor was on the show that I was enjoying and that we wanted him on our show. But he was in studio, and it was fantastic. And he was, but we had overbooked the show, which I know we never do.
That doesn't matter. Yeah, we never do that.
Like tomorrow's
definitely,
looking like.
Yeah, not tonight not at coming, all or any of that.
But I dreamt that we overbooked the show, and like he was trying very hard not to be frustrated that he wasn't like, you know, that
we bumped him?
No, we didn't bump him, but we weren't paying as much, like we weren't devoting all of our attention to him, and he wasn't being a jerk about it at all.
That's just a pretty late guest. He probably had his segments, and then he got to stay for the rest of the show as a sidecar.
Yes. FYI, I've met him.
What? And how was he?
Get us his
please
digits.
Tell me. Please tell
well,
me
I don't voice. Know him. I just met him once.
Yes.
He, when I was working on Morning Show, I met him, and I called him Mr. Hanks, and he goes, call me Colin. Mr. Ooh. Hanks is my dad. I was like, oh, okay. So, because I was like, I'm not going to do that. That's weird.
And your dad is Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, I mean, in that one sentence, he referenced Tom Hanks, and he allowed you to call him Colin. That's amazing.
Yeah, so many layers in that conversation.
Yeah, really.
It's a lot
in
of
two-sentence conversation.
Now I want to have Colin Hanks on the show.
Yeah. As Esmeralda knows him.
And then
Colin.
I go, hey, remember me? And he goes, no, I don't.
I remember. Okay. I'm the one that called you Mr. Hanks. Remember? And you said, Mr. Hanks, do you remember? You said Mr. Hanks is your dad. And your dad is Tom Hanks.
And he's amazing, like you are.
It blew my mind.
Right.
Does your mind get blown every time you say it?
Okay, now we need to book him just so Esmeralda can do all that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I can tell him I fell asleep to him. And Fargo.
Did you pet him?
In my dream?
Yeah.
No. I don't know if I would pet him in real life.
He's a celebrity.
I stopped petting people.
I know you did, but I want that to come back.
No, I don't have it in me anymore.
Okay.
Thanks. Right. Thanks. What's his face?
That
John
guy.
Lovitz.
Yeah, thanks, John
that
Lovitz.
Well, it's all right.
I don't know why you would want to pet John Lovitz.
It just seemed like something I should. I mean, he was a celebrity in the room.
Yeah, we were in a time period where she pet every celebrity.
Oh, okay. It just awkward. Doesn't seem like it would be. It'd be like petting some other non-cute animal.
Well, like, I pet Gilbert Gottfried, and you would think that would be weird, and
no,
he was very funny.
Like,
yeah, you're
he's
right.
He's like, no.
Yeah.
He seems
odd.
Cute in a, like, oh, look at him kind of way.
Okay.
John Lovitz.
She's right.
No, I'm curious what the animal is, if she could come up with a...
A squirrel?
Yeah. No, because those are really cute.
Like a skinless cat?
Oh,
or not skinless, hairless. The hairless ones, right?
Skinless cat.
Yeah, skinless sounds terrible.
Look at the ribcage on that.
I meant skin only cat. Right? Like a Siamese cat or something?
I know.
Not like a dead cat.
He's like, Gilbert Gottfried's like that cat with the tongue that hangs out.
Yeah.
And he looks like his eyeballs are all wonky.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, aww.
Patty just did the face in studio. That was amazing. Oh, my God. That was for just me. That was a 4-1 moment, and that was awesome.
I don't even know how I did that. I did I closed one eye and I crossed the other one.
Are you like that when people reference like facial tics or something? Do you immediately do them on your face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's awesome.
My mom has an eyebrow thing. When she gets angry, her eyebrow goes up. And so, and I used to mock her and I would like move my eyebrow up
and
with my finger.
And she'd get madder.
Oh, she'd get madder. Yeah. You are very funny. Ha ha. I don't know why she spit at me like that. Ha. Ha ha. So yes, we have to have Colin Hanks on the show. Is I think the point that we're making.
Yeah, that's what the segment
was about. Yep. Was having. It's a really good season. I've watched them out of order now. I've watched Fargo season 2, but Fargo season 2 happens in the 1970s.
Right, you actually watched it like time
chronologically.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Even though, but then the one that's the feature film, the one with Frances McDormand.
Sure.
That happens in the middle then, and I'm not sure how those are.
Yeah,
related.
That's confusing.
It's a little bit confusing.
And then isn't the devil in it?
There's some biblical elements to it in similar ways to the season 2. Some conversations that are some sort of philosophical debates and
there
monologues.
Are no, there are no aliens.
That's an interesting question. No, not so far.
Okay.
No.
Good to know.
Yes, but there is there's Billy Bob Thornton, who I didn't think I would enjoy in this.
Yeah, I thought he played the devil. I thought his character was just essentially the devil.
It could be.
All right. Well, maybe I've ruined stuff for you.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe, well, I keep falling asleep to it, so maybe I've missed something.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed that moment. There's some really hideous things that he does. There's some things where you're like, you just, oh, this is not going to go
that
well for
awful.
This person. I can't.
You know, speaking of TV shows, do you know what's coming out very soon?
What?
This Sunday. Game of Thrones.
No, I can't.
It's on.
I'm not getting into that.
Game of Thrones this season.
No.
It's
no,
starting
stop,
right.
Stop. Just
almost right.
Craig, I think that you've played the wrong music. Are you playing this music?
No, I clicked something else, and always the bump just goes
strange.
To this.
Do we have Dr. Dingman on the line with us?
There's someone
Hello,
on the
Patty. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm I'm calling because I'm very excited, Patty.
What are you very excited about? I know why we're very excited here tonight.
Yeah, the exact same thing. If you remember last week on your show, you asked me about what I saw what is the hockey team? The white?
The Black Sox. The Black Hawks. Me saying the wrong thing. The Blackhawks. Yes.
Right. The Blackhawks. You said, what do I see in the future for the Blackhawks? And I said, in a dramatic victory in a hand. And the hand. And then I realized the hand was five fingers. So I predicted a dramatic victory in Game 5, and I believe that is exactly what happened in the last inning tonight.
You know, Dr. Dingman, I meant to call you after the show last week that we didn't air that part of the conversation. We accidentally were on a break, and we didn't know, we didn't notice, so I'm sorry, but we don't have any proof of what you're saying. So I apologize once again.
Sorry, Dr. Dingman. Yeah. I'll talk to Craig about that later.
You've got to be kidding me.
It happens sometimes. I mean...
No. You don't understand. I called the people at TMZ.
Oh, you did?
I told them involatile proof of my gifts.
Can we use my verification, my verbal verification that I did hear you say that?
Well, tell them I've been to the moon, too. Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Gymnasium.
I can't verify that.
There needs to be empirical proof.
Right. I apologize. I'll talk to Craig, and
you can talk to him. I got Harvey Levin up my ass now. That's the problem.
I don't know what you have up your ass. What was that?
The smarmy bald bastard on TMZ. Harvey, what's his name?
I don't watch TMZ. Is that
I made a huge deal about this prediction and how it had come. I don't even understand this game. And I heard that the prediction was made true this evening. I was calling to rejoice.
Well, you can rejoice in our victory because we're very excited here in Chicago. We were feeling a little bit, like it was an uphill battle against the Blues. We were down, you know.
This does all make sense now, though, because Harvey Levin, he did call. Today, just asking for some
you didn't
audio.
Tell me that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, we don't have it, so I told him that we couldn't. Yeah. He then said to me that he wanted to know if you were a liar all the time, if it's something that you just constantly lie about, Dr. Dingman, and I just hung up because I got nervous. So
you have no idea what this is going to cause me in Spilkes is the word.
Spilkes. Okay, yeah. Well, I will do my best to make sure that your Spilkes account is...
Every week, I come on your program reading people in your audience, pulling pearls of psychic wisdom from the air. I give it to them like I'm feeding filet mignon to hungry dogs. And this is how you repay me.
Well, and we are very grateful. And I have to tell you, we heard from our listeners last week, and they were very delighted with the information that you shared with them. And I hope that is recompense enough for you. This is knowing that they're grateful, that their happiness...
It's a start.
That you've impacted them in a very positive way.
It's a start. But okay. You know what would be nice?
What?
One of those...
Limal Nadis?
Yeah, if you get a pizza card.
Okay. I have one. I have a pizza card at home. I actually have. I can send you a frozen pizza if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, Craig. We'll make sure we get that out to you. I hope that helps a little bit.
Yeah, he sounds so sad now. Wounded. Dr. Dingman, can you still predict people's futures, though?
Well, what about the we have two. We have a couple more games for the Blackhawks in this series.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you sensing?
Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. Well, we're recording.
Is
Craig,
there a way
could
to
you
prove that we're on the air?
Esmeralda, are we on the air? I don't know who else to ask.
Yes, we are.
Esmeralda is one of the most trustworthy people on the planet.
Esmeralda.
Right.
Yes.
I gave you a reading last week, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And tell the people if it was good or bad.
It was great. Wait, okay. No, it was bad.
What?
It was slightly bad, and then we said that no.
Did it feel accurate?
There's better things or something. The whole thing with the dryer sticking,
right,
getting stuck.
I'm not
They're
sure.
metaphors. You understand?
I feel like we're letting Dr. Dingman
down. I literally mean you were stuck in a dryer. You're a human being. It was a metaphor.
Which, for the oddly enough, happened last week. So, what? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, here, if we have any listeners, by the way, I know we don't have too much time, but 312-981-7200. Last week, there were some pretty incredible readings done by Dr. Dingman. He is our music psychic. You can go to iTunesPsychic.com for more information about his appearances. Do you have any appearances coming up, by the way?
I do, but are we on the air?
We are on the air. Esmeralda, can you please confirm that we are
yes.
on the air? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be speaking at a symposium at Kent State University on the confluence of the metaphysics and actual physics.
Oh, that seems like it'd be hard to convince the science department, the physics department, that you can blend those two things.
You know what? It's like a giant Red Rover game, but it's all nerds.
It's all nerds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they both are dogmatic in their own beliefs. But when you present them with the facts, they will understand that my gift is as scientific as the Earth revolving around the sun.
Well, okay. That's good to know. I'm glad that they're open-minded enough to, you know, embrace metaphysics as a possibility in relation to physics.
Yeah.
That's astounding. You're making some headway.
Symposium.
Are there any other appearances that our listeners can possibly have the opportunity to enjoy your talents?
For me, myself, no. No. That's why I was a little confused. No.
Very good.
I'm going to be, as I said, out of the country for a while.
I gotcha. Oh, did we already...
I believe that hockey is very popular over there, yeah?
Well, what do you think about the Blackhawks in the next... Because I've had the feeling, and I'm not a psychic at all, but I felt that this series would go the full seven games.
I'm seeing a square made up of two sevens. And okay. I think the one is an actual seven, but the other is... do they use like a stick? Yeah. The hockey stick,
yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
It's a hockey stick and seven. So, yes, the white team will win in seven games. So who do they change colors from day to day, or it's always the white team?
No, they do indeed wear different sweaters. They wear red at home and white on the road.
Okay, and is the seventh game going to be a road game or a home game?
It is going to be a road game.
Okay, well then, yeah, you will win.
Oh. You heard it right here. We have it. We're on the air, Esmeralda. We can mark it. We can let people know. Oh, wait. We also have, right, Esmeralda, would you validate that we are, in fact, on the air and Dr. Dingman has predicted that the Blackhawks will win?
I don't trust you, Patty, but how about have a caller who's actually listening to it on the radio?
Hey, Joe? Oh, no, I just hung up on Dr. Dingman.
Oh, whoops.
Joe, you have to hang on a second because we have to call Dr. Dingman back. Do we have his number or does he have to call us? I'm not entirely. Hold on a second, Joe. How are you doing tonight, Joe?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Dr. Dingman is going to yell at me when we get him back on the line, Joe. He hates when I hang up on him. It happens very rarely. But do you have, when he comes back on the line, do you have three songs for him to help read your future? Okay. Just one moment. I have you locked in, Joe. And we do have Dr. Dingman back on the air. Dr. Dingman, I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, so first, I'm not on the air. Then you take me off the phone.
Hey, Joe, was I right?
What have I ever done to you, Patty? You deserve this kind of aberrant, abhorrent treatment.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I just sometimes when I get nervous and I know I've done something wrong, it makes me laugh a little bit. It's not disrespectful, Dr. Dingman.
That's why you're guffawing.
Okay, I'm pulling myself together. Dr. Dingman, we have Joe on the line who has three songs for you to read his future.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Joe, can you verify for me that my prediction about the what is the team?
The Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks went out onto the airwaves. Did you actually hear it on your radio?
I did hear that, yes.
And what did I predict?
You predicted that they were going to win in double overtime, 4-3.
Correct. And who is going to win Game 7?
And who is going to what?
Who is going to win the seventh game? The team in the white shirt. And the team in the white shirt will be?
The Chicago Blackhawks.
There okay. we go. Yes.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for Val. Now, what are your three songs, Joe?
Okay, absolutely.
What are your three songs?
My three songs? Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Okay.
And Thin Lizzy, the Cowboy Song, and UFO, Rock Bottom.
Okay, so we got cowboys and UFOs dancing in the moonlight. Yes. Where do you live, Joe? Do you live out in the country, yeah?
Not anymore.
But you used to.
I was out in the country, yes.
Yeah. And while you were in the country, you encountered a unexplained phenomenon.
A what?
An unexplained phenomenon, a UFO. You encountered a light or a something. I'm sensing that you have been touched by a being from another solar system.
While I was on the... I'd have to say no.
Why did you... That was the softest no I've ever... I've heard better no's at prom.
Well, it all depends on your definition of a UFO or...
Well, that's what what I see, Joe, is these songs represent the universe reaching out to you to focus your attention on something, and I interpret them. So I'm interpreting that there was some sort of strange, non-linear experience you had, not where you live now, but where you lived before. And it's to you, I think, it is an unexplained occurrence. So what exactly am I seeing?
Oh, you could be close on that, but that would have not been when I was in the country. That would have been back here in the city of Chicago.
Okay, and what exactly happened?
Oh, it's kind of freaky. The night that my mother died,
I went to
lay down, and the room got extremely cold, which it was room temperature at the beginning. And I actually woke up and I saw like a fog, almost like a fog machine, and then it kind of like did a tornado effect, and then just poofed right into the ceiling.
Yeah,
inside a bedroom.
Yeah,
so I thought that was kind of like a.
And you saw this, you were awake and you saw this with your own eyes, yes?
I was absolutely awake.
Yeah, this is what I was sensing with the songs. Dancing in the Moonlight, UFO, and the Cowboy. And you're a man's man. You are, right? You're not a dancer or an accountant. You're a man's man.
You got it right on the head there.
Okay, so you're the cowboy. You see what I'm saying? You're the cowboy with the UFO dancing in the moonlight. So this apparition you saw before you in your room was real. This is not uncommon. soon after people experience death.
Oh, yeah.
Death in the family.
I took it as, my mother's spirit.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Or whatever.
Yeah. What I deal with is vibration. And when you are alive, you're vibrating at a certain frequency. Yeah. Like a 33 and a third record that goes around 33 and a third times a minute. That's why they call it that.
Right.
You with me, Joe?
Yep.
Okay. When you die or pass over, pass away is the way they say it in the Bible times, you are basically, you're passing to a higher a vibration. So like a 78 or a 45 or a gigabillion.
Yeah.
So you're increasing your vibration, which increases your energy, which moves you to a different plane. Are you with me, Joe?
Gotcha.
I hope you are, because I'm not. But go ahead.
So that it was your mother coming to say goodbye and that she loved you and letting you know that, hey, when you die, it's not all over. It's just all different.
Yep, I firmly believe that.
Okay. Well, she just wanted you to know, which is why she had you call here tonight, and which is why I completely pulled that out of the blue. Am I correct, Joe? Do we know each other?
I don't even know your name, sir.
I'm Dr. Lars Dingman, and I just predicted your future and your past. Boo.
Ooh. Thank you, Joe.
You're a very lucky man, Joe, that your mother loves you so much that she came back to reinforce and assure you that she's fine.
Yes, I am.
And now you know for sure.
And now I know for sure. Absolutely.
Thank you for calling so much.
Thank you, Joe.
That was sweet.
Thank you. Wow, Dr. Dingman.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm.
I know. I don't know what to do next because I feel like
the mic moment, Patty. If you would, throw the microphone in your studio on the ground for me.
We'll take a break and then we'll make sure we're on the air when we come back.
Hold on, so let me do it.
I'm
hold on.
I'm going to.
No, I just broke something. I'm sorry. Dr. Dingman, let me do this instead. More after this on 720. That was really cool to be there on the receiving end of the wake-up call. Thank you very much for that last night, you guys. It was adorable. That is fun.
Yeah,
to
we have
to
call you.
But you didn't run out of room on my voicemail.
No, we did not.
No.
No, and she gave up control of the studio. That's why you didn't hear the news.
That's all right. Yeah. And then I do join the ranks of Louis Black and Rose Abdu of having my own voice on my outgoing message. So thank you again for that. And Esmeralda, I will make sure that I get a picture as soon as we can of the Esmeralda stalk of corn at Durden Farms. And I look forward to watching you grow.
Oh.
I know, it's exciting. You know, we haven't had a chance to talk about. We talked about the Blackhawks tonight. I wasn't here last night to talk about crazy Karen Lewis, the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. Oh, we're calling Sam Panayanovich. Oh, awesome. Calling the governor of Illinois.
Hi, this is Sam. You just missed me. Give me the name and number, and I'll call you back.
Hey, Sam Panayanovich, it's Patty Vasquez.
I think he turned his phone off. This is Craig Collins.
And Esmeralda Leon.
But it rang first,
it
right?
Did.
So he slid it.
We just
he
missed just him,
swiped,
though.
He swiped
oh,
us
right.
off.
No, the rule is if it rings twice and goes to voicemail, the phone was off. If it only rings once and goes to voicemail,
they saw
it was ignored.
It was ignored.
Yeah, this was a full-on ignored
phone.
That's
okay. I don't play. I hope he's out celebrating the Blackhawks victory. Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And maybe sure. Or he's in this ambulance.
Right, or he's done celebrating.
There's an ambulance going. That's terrible. I should not joke about an ambulance going by.
No, it's fine.
It could be somebody who's severely injured.
Right, but Sam,
now I have to say a prayer.
We are curious how you took the Blackhawk game. So, you know, where you watched it, how it all went down, how you feel now.
That had to be such a edge of your seat game to
be
in.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't in St. Louis, was he?
No, I don't think so. I think he was here. And
he was at the Sox game.
Yeah, he was at the
Sox
game.
Oh, that's right. He was going to be at the Sox game today. I forgot about that.
Well, I have a bunch of new hypotheticals to ask him about, too. A bunch of different ideas that I have going on for what happens next in the game.
Oh, man.
Right.
By the way, Craig, were you? We went to go see New Country, Mark Roberts' play at the Den Theater. It was funny because I saw a couple people wearing Blackhawks jackets. Like, I had one on, too. And I was like, oh, see, we're okay with the fact because the puck drop was like after 8:30.
Right. We only missed like 6 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't leave my car. I was in the parking lot here at the Tribune Tower. I was listening to the game, eating my Jimmy John's because that's how I do in the parking lot, apparently.
That's cool.
Yeah. I had two sandwiches. I got a turkey tom and a tuna.
Jimmy John's sandwiches are so small.
Oh, my God. But that they have as many calories as like a Whopper or something.
Do they?
I don't know. They seem to. There's a lot of mayonnaise and stuff.
Right. But the bread is delicious.
Oh, my God. It's addictive. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I was listening to the game, and I love listening to those guys call the game because it's just as much fun as watching it. But it felt a little bit lonely to not be like at a bar or hanging out with anybody else, just in the parking lot of the Tribune Tower.
But if your friends are John Weideman and Troy Murray, that's fine.
It was like hanging out with them.
Right.
I have to say. So thank you for coming to the play at the Den
Theater. Yeah, thank you for inviting us. That was amazing.
It was very good. Esmeralda, if you get a chance to see it this weekend, I highly recommend it.
It's intense.
It was very intense.
Mm-hmm. Sam should go too.
Sam should definitely go. Isn't it weird to like be on the stage almost with them?
Yeah, it's one of those. It's weird because you're basically on set.
Yes.
Right.
There's no getting up and going to the bathroom.
No. And since we're on two opposite sides of the stage, they actually bow twice. That was cool at the end when they bowed to one side and then turned around and bowed to the other side.
Exactly. It was very, very good. Mm-hmm. A little raunchier than you thought it was going to be, wasn't it?
A lot raunchier. I know we said that it was raunchy during our preview of it with our guests, but yes, it was as raunchy as it gets.
Also, the understudy was playing one of the characters, the bellman, and it was cool to kind of see a different interpretation of that. And because I was on the other side of the stage this time, it was a different perspective. I actually enjoyed it better. I enjoyed some things better this time. I enjoyed some things better the other time.
I might have to
go see it a third time now.
Since it's so emotional, I don't know what it would be like to see it a second time because you kind of know the path everyone's going to go on. So I would assume the stakes are not as high.
Right. So those things are resolved. I know what happens after, like those really vulnerable moments, I think was the way I described it when we talked to Mark Roberts, who, by the way, was a creator of Mike and Molly and one of the head writers of Two and a Half Men. Yeah, does a brilliant job of really walking, just going all the way up to that line. Doesn't he? Sam,
seriously.
I'm sorry. We brought Sam into our theatrical
your,
review. And there's Vic Vaughn, too, as a matter of fact.
Hey, Vic.
I know Nick D is up next, and he'll be talking about Prince. You and I were talking a little bit off the air. I grew up listening to Prince's music, and today I would hear, I heard a lot of the songs that I were obviously very familiar, Purple Rain. And, there were songs that I was like, oh, that's right, that was him. There is no way to define the kind of the range of music that Prince created. It seemed to be a little bit of everything, and I was like, oh, that's right, and I forgot about this one. You forget just the volume of music and
the
depth of talent.
Of work that he'd done.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record.
She sounds angry this time, doesn't she? That was a little bit like violent. I was just trying to talk about Prince a little bit. I know that I'm not the most articulate person when it comes to talking about musicians, but
she's just holding in her emotions.
She was. She was really holding in her emotions. Hey, Vic Vaughn, how are you doing?
Hey, guys.
Thank you for reposting my picture of the farm today.
Yeah.
I did not realize that you had family that were farmers.
Oh, big time, yep.